And I think it's never too late. You know, I'm you know, in midlife right now, and I don't feel like, and I don't care anymore. It's kind of like that break free and say what you got to say, and, you know, who cares?
Day Podcast Radio Show with Bruce Hilliard. Today and every day, reaching out for innovative ideas in every way. Today's show is brought to you by Your Future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Hello and welcome to the Better Each Day podcast radio show, where musicians can talk about their music and how it got there. A special shout out to Papa B at radio station KOSW 91.3 FM in Ocean Shores, Washington. Thank you for airing Better Each Day on the Sound of the Shores. That's KOSW 91.3. You can get that streaming, KOSW Ocean Shores. Today we're speaking with Ingrid Oscarsson. We'll pick up where the conversation is already in progress.
Well, yeah. My cat won't be too that's noisy, right? Or chatty today.
I thought that was a bird.
No, it's a cat.
What kind of cat is that?
He's a tabby. I rescued him from Istanbul when I was there a couple years ago. So
what language?
Brought him home.
What language do they speak there?
Turkish.
So the cat
it's
is
in Turkey.
The cat was howling in Turkish.
Exactly. That's probably what it was. That's why you didn't understand.
I know. I didn't understand the. All right, cat, learn English. You're over here now. What the heck? Right. Where are you located, Ingrid?
I'm in New York City.
New York City.
Manhattan. Yeah.
How do you like it there?
I love it. I moved here from Chicago 5 years ago.
What drew you to New York?
I just felt the. I need, like, I belonged here, or that
the right vibe.
I needed to be here, the right vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so
my mother was from New York, Long
oh,
Island.
Really?
Yeah. And I've never been there, so I think I have some relatives over there. I don't okay. know. I'm gonna have to do one of those DNA things and find out who I am.
Right. I've done that. I've done one of those.
Who are you? Do you know? Was it interesting?
Well, I haven't really connected with anybody. It's actually for health reasons. So my nutritionist uses it for prescribing supplements and dietary advice. So, yeah, that's why I started using it.
That's interesting. One of your interests is health and fitness, correct?
I do have a background in health and fitness. Yeah, I was actually a yoga teacher as well. So, I still am a yoga teacher. I just haven't taught for a few years.
Have you done any modeling?
Any modeling?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Well,
looking at your promo pictures, it looks like you have. So I was thinking.
Wow, thank you. I had a great photographer, so I guess that helps too.
Who is that photographer? I need that photographer.
His name is Shervin Linez. He does photograph a lot of musicians.
It's not as much to work with me, but yeah, if, the right amount of filters and Photoshop. What got you into music? I think you were born a musician. I think everyone is, but
I think so too. I do. I mean, music's always been kind of, you know, in the background of my life, and I've always, I guess, maybe had a dream in the back of my mind of performing and writing, and, you know, it's just. But and I was I played violin and piano as a child, and then I unfortunately gave that up, you know, when I was a rebellious teenager, and my mother had dreams of me being a classical violinist, and I was a rebellious teenager, and I unfortunately just kind of gave it up.
Were you drawn more to pop music and those kind of things then?
I was, and, you know, I guess I didn't see the violin as being so much in pop and popular music that I was interested in, so maybe that was one reason, but I, you know, it was just kind of like my rebelliousness got the best of me, and I unfortunately kind of.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I think a lot of people do that. I took this isn't about me, but I did take trumpet. Yeah. I played trumpet all through band and stuff, but I picked up guitar on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And guitar just made more sense. And then guitar bands just went nuts and they were everywhere. So totally made more sense. But yeah, if you want to make a living, probably don't play oboe or something like that.
Right.
You know, there aren't a lot of gigs. There are some, but yeah, I think guitar, piano, you know.
Yeah, no, I resonate with the piano a lot, and I've been learning guitar, but I think the piano is kind of more natural for me. And actually, you know, I picked up the violin as well, and I'm very intuitive with violin, and I did some improvising with musicians in Chicago, and but I kind of like put it aside because I really want to focus on writing right now. But I do want to get back to playing violin because I did enjoy it after I got back to it as an adult, and I could do what I wanted, and I could improvise and not play classical music because I'm kind of a rebel. I'm kind of still a rebel, you know, and I want to do my own thing, and I don't want to like have anyone tell me what to do.
That's good. Stay that way. Yeah. So you can't ad lib and stuff on the violin.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
When you write, what do you write on piano mainly?
Yeah, definitely, because you can just, you know, see everything, see the chords, see everything. So it's, you know, I think it's, for me, it's the easiest way to write, yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of your songs. Your selection, Lady's Choice.
Well, I think Say What You Gotta Say is probably my message right now, because time is short. And life is short, and you have to say what you have to say and do what you need to do. And I mean, the music or the song was inspired by the movie The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. I'm not sure if you saw that. It's a French film. And but I think after I wrote it, the message is so universal for anybody, for everybody.
Say there's no hope for escape.
I see you speak two other languages other than English.
I speak Swedish, which is my first language.
Oh, really?
Growing up, my parents are from Sweden, and I don't really speak French fluently, but I've studied French a lot, and it's one of my goals is to be fluent in French.
I'm good with "Son de mon qui vont très bien ensemble" from Michel. Yeah, so a song lyric. I'm okay, but if I have to ask where the restroom is or something, I am in trouble. So. But Swedish, Ingrid, that's kind of a Swedish name, isn't it?
It is Swedish, German, Swedish and German, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, Break Free is the title of the album. It's kind of like the theme, I guess, of me breaking free from my old life and moving to New York and pursuing my dream to be a singer-songwriter, a performer. And it's also, I mean, specifically in the song, it's just about kind of being who you are and being able to just express who you are all the time instead of having to hold it all in. You know, I mean, we walk down the street and kind of like looking down and not wanting to even look at anybody, just afraid to express who you truly are and afraid to really be your authentic self.
Why is that? I think it's normal for people to feel like they're in the middle of the jungle in the dark and there are crazy animals all around that are going to attack at any second.
I know. Yeah, it's, our society, I guess, has just put us in this structure and we feel like, you know, I don't know, we're afraid of what people are going to think, which is, you know, at some point you just kind of don't care anymore. And I kind of guess I'm kind of at that point where I need to do what I need to do and either like it or you don't.
That's where you got to be because they're all thinking the same thing, I think.
I know, right?
So we're all walking around going, I hope you aren't judging me.
Yeah, and at some point you just have to not care about being judged because...
Yeah, well, as long as you're not harming anyone, I think anything goes. So
absolutely,
I like your rebellious defiance.
Yes.
Place to be for you.
Yeah, it is working for me.
So you broke free.
I broke free. I did, yeah.
Society, but wanting to.
recording with?
Well, I work with a producer, so I'm not recording myself. I'm working with somebody here in New York, Carl Bark. And I started recording with him, and then I did some of my vocals with Carrie Cole, who is my vocal coach. And so I had recorded all the songs a few years ago and then didn't do anything with it. And then I re-recorded my vocals and we rearranged some of the songs and before I released it this spring.
So is it done in a totally dedicated studio or is it somebody's garage, apartment?
It's a dedicated studio.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, yeah. A lot of stuff I've done has just been, you name it, in a kitchen, in a garage.
Right.
The equipment was in a van and the mics were in another room. Boat, a yurt, RV, hotel room, an elephant, a tree, swinging from a vine.
Absolutely. You know, the songs were, I started recording them with my friend and collaborator, Leah Alonso, in her apartment. So we did actually the first recordings were started there. And then we still used some of that in the final recordings as well. So
it's cool when you can afford to get into a studio, but not everybody can. It still doesn't affect the performance that much. I don't know. I haven't really had the luxury.
No, it doesn't, but it's just, I'm not a techie person at all. So I think that's part of the reason, you know, I should learn maybe how to record. I just like to leave it to somebody who's, who knows how to do it better than me.
Well, you can concentrate on the creative end of it a little bit better.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've heard of writers that don't like to use keyboards. They'd rather write it by hand because it eliminates the machine part of it.
Okay, I've heard that. The keyboard. You mean the computer keyboard?
Any keyboard. He was talking. Not a piano. I suppose you could. That'd be, if you could write history using a piano.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But it would be much more musical. So.
I've heard that too about writing it longhand instead of typing it.
Yeah.
You're more connected to connected to your creativity. I'm not sure.
And it doesn't crash. I like the pencil concept where the writing end of it is add and the eraser is delete. What kind of guitar do you play?
It's Breedlove. I like it. When I bought it I played Taylor's and Martin's. I tried them out, but I really liked this one actually better. It was kind of just the feel of it.
That's what's most important. And you can hand a guitar to a different player and it's going to sound like the player. So it's really a personal thing.
It does become that. Yeah, kind of becomes your.
I did the same thing. I played the Martins, the Taylors, the ones that I knew were going to be good, and they were. And I ended up with a Tacoma guitar. Mm. It's a 6-string acoustic, and I love it. It had a real warm sound, and it feels right. And it had a couple built-in songs when I picked it up. I just started playing.
Oh, really?
Have you ever done that? You just sat down and there's a song in it, Hey, where'd that come from?
Hey, wow.
It was right there on the guitar.
Oh, that's cool. I want one of those guitars.
Yeah, well, you have to.
It'll come with an album in it.
Done. You just download an MP3 into it and it just plays itself. So did your cat go outside or what happened to...
No, I gave him some food, and he's like, he's cool now. I don't know.
He's talking turkey. In summary, I would say you're stepping out of the comfort zone. I think more people should do it.
And you have to keep doing it, and the more you do it, the less. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, I think, what you have to work towards. So, and I think it's never too late. I'm in midlife right now, and I don't feel like... And I don't care anymore. It's kind of like that break free and say what you got to say. And, who cares?
You got nothing to lose. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah. Exactly.
The worst thing that could happen is to be on your deathbed and say, you know what? I wish I would have tried that.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't regret what you did. You regret what you didn't do, right?
That's what they say. And I'm finding out that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, Ingrid... You need to get back to whatever you're doing and take care of the kitty cat. And it's been wonderful talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for doing this.
All right. Well, you take care, and I'm going to follow you and see what in the heck happens.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm thinking thank big. You. All right. You take care.
You too. Okay.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Say what you gotta say.
Radio show with Bruce Hilliard. We'll be back with a new horizon, but until then, honor the future. It comes with a lifetime guarantee.
And we're all just trying to make the next day a bit better.